You know, Henry, never since the late much-loved Brian Johnston, I don't think have I felt so at home listening to that plummy Etonian voice while following the cricket. It's just you, or you epitomise everything that the Village Green game's all about.
Well, aren't you kind? I mean, I love it. I'm so lucky, aren't I, to have had a life doing it, really. It's been tremendous. And, I mean, this is a show which is not a cricket show, and I say that with some emphasis, because I think ladies tend to think, blowers, cricket, no, thank you. In fact, they won't. It's very much a lady-friendly show. They'll laugh like mad, I promise you. It's not. I don't tell people the difference between a leg break and the googly. There's no cricket as such. I mean, there's a background of cricket stories in the commentary box. But, you know, all the other great people I've met, like Ian Fleming and Noel Card, and, you know, it all goes on. Clive Dunn and Laurence Olivier and Alec Guinness and people. It's great fun.
Will you be inviting cake from the audience, as in the commentary box?
I got given a lovely cake. I played down at the Flavel Arts Centre in Dartmouth last Sunday, and I got the most wonderful cake I brought back from there. I hope so. I always lick my lips and can't wait for the next cake.
Henry, it's a pleasure talking to you. I hope it goes well in Gainsborough for you.
My dear old thing, thank you so much for having me on.